Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's up, Resident Suburbs? It's your boy Maddox here once again on the Real Talk Radio. I'd like to welcome you guys to a very new phase here, because pay attention very closely, because I'm only going to say this once. This radio show is going to be about our Father's business. So what I mean by our Father's business is about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his kingdom. So that's what the Real Talk Radio is going to be about from here on out. There's a lot of people and a lot of speculations and a lot of questions that's been asked. So I'd love to tell you guys right now that I am in training on becoming a deacon with Greater Glory Modesto. That being said, I have to represent this entire kingdom in its entirety of the Lord. And it's about our Father's business now. A lot of people have asked me questions about some of these secular films and some of these secular songs. I've repented for those things that I've done publicly to disgrace our Lord and Savior. So I'm working diligently to show you guys that this redeemed path is what we need to be focused on, because as our pastor Darius Crosby likes to say, our leader of Greater Glory Modesto, he says, what we do for Christ will last. So that said, once when I was chosen, I didn't choose this path chose me. And I'm very grateful to God that we have this opportunity to work on this together. And what we're going to do here on the Real Talk Radio is we're going to start taking a journey through the Word with a lot of different people. Some of them may be spiritual leaders, chosen, appointed, and anointed. Some of them may be people who have chosen to walk the path of the Lord. Regardless, we're going to have a lot of people here that are going to be prepared and ready to show you the good news. Now, I'd like to take a moment to thank everyone that has been in support of this radio show this entire time. We're going to be worried about saving some souls, and that's what we have to do. This is right here is what we're not going to do. We're not going to continue to promote propaganda, disrespect, or slander towards any of God's children. So we're not going to be throwing rocks. We're not going to be doing the things that our Father did not ask for us to do, because at the end of the day, we have to love each other. We have to heal each other, and we have to care for each other. And that's what we're going to do. So there's our plan, and then there's God's plan. Our plan always is going to fail. But if we're about God's plan, what happens then? Well, you'll see a lot of things. First, you'll see suffering. Suffering is what I witnessed and what I've been through in this entire time that I've been gone. And I know it's been a real big hiatus, and everyone's been wondering, what are you going to do now, Manox? What we're going to do now is we're going to be here pointing people to the cross. We're going to pick up our crosses daily. We're going to tap in daily. And we're going to continue to show what the Lord has done for all of us. We're going to continue to rejoice and be glad in his name. So this show is going to be opened up into a new life. A lot of people might not be in support of it and not totally understand. But I just want you to know that it's about our Father's business. And that's our business that we need to be concerned with, right? So, that said, I'm not going to have any more music that's going to be secular on here. I'm not going to have any more secular conversations, unless if it's going to be people putting together in repentance on some of the things they've done. And I repent of everything that I've done to disgrace every single one of you. And I apologize for all the content that I've taken down. And to all artists that have been on this journey with me, I want you guys to understand that your boy Maddox has never switched up. It's just that my lane is different now. I've been picked, I've been chosen, and I'm going to pick up my cross, and I'm going to accept that. I'm going to accept my failures, even as a father that I did a couple of years back. I failed as a dad. I was very irresponsible to my children, and it wound up costing me everything, including my life, including the woman at that time who was going to be my wife. And I'd like to publicly apologize to all of you guys about that. Zachariah, I don't even understand the amount of hurt that has ever been in your heart about this situation. But I want you to know I care and love for you. Malachi, I've always loved you and always had you in my second in command for a reason. So I'm leaving the household in your hands, and I know that God has a way of making things work out for his good. So I have faith that you're going to still continue to be strong. And as for Christina, I apologize if I failed you as well and for all the sins that I've done. That said, it's time for us all to move forward. It's time for us all to no longer look at the things of the past and to consider ourselves redeemed. Because you can do that as well. You can make yourself accountable for all of your sins and say, Lord, I need your help. And I just can't do this by myself. And that's what I'm saying now as a man. I'm standing on Christ. I'm standing on the rock. And that's way more solid ground. So I'm ready. I'm able and I'm prepared to start opening up this broadcast and this podcast for things concerned about our Father's business. Because what we do for Christ will last. I love you guys. You know, I'm going to pray out. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that wasn't promised to us, Lord. We ask that you just keep us protected in your glory and in your covenant, Lord. We ask that you bless all the hearers and doers today. We ask that you bless the people who had an opportunity and who are working towards your kingdom, Lord. Thank you for this day. Thank you for your son. In our Lord Savior Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen, and thank God. I love you guys very much. I respect you guys enough to keep it 100. And this business is about our Father's business now. So let's do this. Let's save some souls. Let's create disciples. And let's continue to love our neighbors.